Welcome to the first alpha test episode of Northology. Joining me today is Josh.
Hello Nathan, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
And we're live today from a room in Melbourne server hosting.
Well, I'm going to be calling it the Melbourne Studios from now on.
Yes, yeah, I quite like that. That's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Okay, this is the Northology podcast. Basically, Northology is going to be a podcast covering the tech and startup industry sector in Manchester and Salford, but hopefully it'll expand out to Greater Manchester in the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's hopefully going to be something that happens quite regularly. We'll be looking to talk to people from across a fairly wide spectrum of technology and startups, and hopefully a great way for people to find out what's going on in the local kind of scene.
So what interest have you got in Manchester and the tech scene?
Well, I guess my interest really started a number of years ago when I visited Manchester just on a holiday, and I realised what a great city it was to live in. And a few years later, after university, I moved up here and started working in the kind of digital scene. And for me, what's really excited me about Manchester is that it's a great close-knit kind of community. Everyone knows each other, and it's geographically very compact as well, which means that the digital scene is very collaborative compared to, say, some other cities where it's far more competitive because of how spread out it is. And I think one of the things I'd like to be able to do with this podcast is just to show what we're doing in Manchester, what's exciting, what's new, some of the cutting-edge innovation that's going on.
Hmm. Well, the reason why I wanted to start Northology and something like it is because I listened to quite a few tech podcasts, and I realised that I knew more about the tech scene in Silicon Valley and in London than I did what was actually going on in my own backyard in Manchester. And I thought there's got to be a way of rectifying that. But I looked around online to try to find kind of a hub or a place in Manchester where people would go to find out the tech news. And there really wasn't one for Manchester. I mean, there was a few different places and events that you could go to, but I thought, I want to listen to a podcast. I'm lazy. I don't like going out and searching for things. I like it to come to me weekly as an episode. So
yeah, I think that's a very good point. You're right. Other cities do have active kind of podcasting communities which share the news locally with the world, and we don't really have that for some reason in Manchester, which may make it seem like there's not a lot going on, but there is a hell of a lot going on, and I'm looking forward to talking about that over the coming weeks and months.
Yes, so the idea with Northology is kind of the format we're going to have is at the beginning we're going to have a little news section, which is we're not sure what kind of news we're going to cover yet because we've really not kind of sorted out the beat yet, but what kind of news do you think we should cover? Like, we don't want to cover the Facebook buying Instagram, do we? I mean, might want to cover that if you want. But
I think you're right. I think that kind of news is going to be broken on Twitter within seconds of it happening, and that's what happened the other day. But I think what we can talk about potentially is the impact that has on startups and the local startup community. Other kinds of news that we could talk about include what's going on in the startup scene, who's doing what, when a meeting's coming up that people might want to go along to, what opportunities there are potentially for startups to tap into. So say there's new funding available, or someone's doing some kind of promotional campaign that they can take into, we can be that hub for people to learn about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully we will have, like, not breaking news, but big news to cover. I'd love to see some really good company in Manchester get funded or get bought up by one of the big players, and we can hopefully cover that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And also, we're going to be relying on the listeners as well, and the Northology community. Well, not the Northology community, just the community in Manchester in the tech scene to alert us to things. So if you've got a company or an idea or you see something which is local and you think might be relevant, please drop us a line, drop us an email or mention us on Twitter at Northology, and then we can look into it more as well.
And of course, we'll be out and about at events regularly throughout the weeks. For example, Social Media Cafe, which happens on the first Tuesday of every month.
Northern Digital.
Northern Digital, which happens on the first Thursday of every month.
I've been going along to a couple of the other events, like the Startup the Bootstrapping Club.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is great because I went along there and they just the night I went, they had a show and tell event and they had, I think they had about 12 or 13 different companies stand up and say what their ideas were. So we're looking for the startups which fly a little bit under the radar, which operate, you know, for these niche communities which you're not going to hear about. It's not like selling gig tickets, which are out there leafleting everywhere and things. Yeah. It's these other things that are going on as well.
I think one of the interesting things about those kinds of startups is that the business model that they're pursuing is also very interesting, and because they definitely apply to a whole range of startups beyond what they're doing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking of saying what we're not going to be covering on Northology. Have you got any ideas what we're not going to be covering?
Well, we're going to try to avoid ranting and grumping about technology, because hopefully what Northology is going to be is a look at what's exciting, what's new, what's coming out of
the bit of a celebration of it.
Yeah. Precisely, yeah. So, and as we've already talked about, breaking news isn't necessarily something we'll be able to cover in this format, but we hope to cover exciting news stories when they happen and be there talking to the people who are involved. If, as you say, something big happens, if there's another Instagram-type buyout, which happened to be in Manchester, seems unlikely at the moment, but you never know.
No.
And I guess for us too, this is also a learning experience, because we're going to be learning together with everyone else who's listening a bit more about the scene and hope you're bringing it out to a wider audience.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So what we're also going to do, I'm going to do a company profile each week as well. So I think we'll play that in here. This company is in the Northern Quarter, kind of almost Ancoats area of Manchester. They're one of your customers here at Melbourne.
They are, in fact, yeah.
Yeah, and it's CTI Digital, and I met with Steve yesterday to record this interview, and I started by asking him what CTI Digital was about and how they started.
CTI are a software development house, really. We do a mixture of work, really. We do e-commerce using Magento, we do CMS using Drupal, and we do a lot of bespoke work using Zend and Java. We were founded in 2003 by Nick Rind. He's currently our CEO. He's no longer our MD because he moved up. Pretty much we've been going from strength to strength ever since. Which sounds rather modest, I suppose, as well. But the company's pretty much doubled year on year, which is quite pleasing, really. But it started off primarily doing Drupal. We were a Drupal house. Way back in its very beginnings, we actually did sort of network support and technical support and that kind of stuff. And a lot of clients were coming to see us looking for web work, so we kind of changed what we did and grew with them. And pretty much everything we've done has grown off the back of what we've done previously. It's been a lot of organic growth. One of the biggest projects I think we've worked on in the last 12 months has probably been I work with GMG Radio. We built a new custom CMS system which drives all of the underpinning technology behind all of the different brands and sites. We also do quite a lot of work with the BBC. And we've also done quite a few large e-commerce projects, not least of which for Beaverbrooks, the Northern-based jewellers. We're almost entirely Manchester-based. We do an awful lot of work down south. It's not uncommon for one or two of us at least every other week to be down in London, but our centre of operation is based here in Manchester, which is where we like it. There are now, I think at the last count, there are 40, 41 of us. And as a company breakdown, I'd say at least two-thirds of those are purely developers. I think when you look at the Northwest, where I guess the biggest cluster of our sort of work goes on, there's a percentage of it in the likes of Liverpool and the surrounding areas, but really Manchester's where I think the biggest and the best stuff is going on. Part of that's demonstrated, I guess, by even the BBC moving here, but as well with ITV and Channel 4 and the likes. But even before then, Manchester, we think, has been really the hub outside of London for our sort of work, and this is the place to be. Long may it continue, I have to say, as well, even though I'm slightly biased. For CTI, though, I guess the roadmap is, well, it's expansion in a number of areas, which seems to have been the roadmap for the last 2 years, to be honest. Not only have we doubled turnover-wise, but we're doubling staff-wise. Going to need another office, I think, at some point. But no, in all seriousness, the roadmap for CTI is obviously to keep pushing and expanding what we're doing in terms of e-commerce and our content management projects. Expand the work we do in the media area as well. Obviously, we've done quite a bit of stuff with the BBC and a few other companies that I'm not allowed to talk about, as well as some work we did with GMG. And so kind of moving more into combining web and media technologies. Things like second screen and sort of interactive TV and that kind of stuff. We see there's some real opportunities in there, and combining it all with not just web but mobile and multi-platform, I think, is the, if I was to sum it up into one phrase, multi-platform is probably where it's at for the next 12 months. Yeah, company culture is massively important at CTI. In fact, perfect example, it's one of the reasons why I joined CTI in the first place almost 2 years ago. It's always been really important. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. Everybody's friends, you know, we work together. But to a degree, we also play together, to coin an awful phrase. And actually, that's kind of a key component, we think, to the company sort of continuing to grow but actually be successful. Because I think long are the days where you can have a company full of developers or their own little individual cubicles with doing their own thing. It's not uncommon, you'll see people with their headphones on getting on doing their own thing, but you can sort of take them off. We've got the pool room here and the Xbox, and it's quite a good place to kind of chill out and relax whilst you get your head around whatever software problem's been thrown at you. It's all part of the fun. Well, that's what I keep telling them anyway, as I'm beating them with a stick. At CTI, we're always looking for new people, particularly developers. Or anybody of a creative nature. Specific people we're always looking for are Magento staff, Java staff, but actually people who are interested in programming, people who've got multiple skills in programming. But it isn't just about the skills you can bring. There's a culture to fit in with and a kind of a vibe to be part of. So we're very selective about who we take on, so we're always looking for new people. My name's Steve Gale. I'm the Client Services Manager at CTI Digital. You can find us at www.ctidigital.com, or you can follow us on Twitter using the @CTISN.
It's also really interesting to hear how CTI have grown and changed from initially support network, doing network support and so forth, to... And I guess being responsive to the direction that the industry is going in and developing into more of a digital creative business, focusing on areas where there's growth.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference between a company which is obviously just kind of wanting to grow in its own kind of image, and one that's willing to change over time. And I think that's the difference between like the startup attitude or the startup way of looking at things and the traditional way of looking at things. And just in the office there yesterday, it did feel like a startup, and I think that might have to do with them doubling in size every year. They're definitely in that startup mode and trying to keep the grow the culture with growing the business. And yeah, they did have a pool table there and you know, snazzy offices. Even though it did look a little bit cramped when he said they're looking for a new office, I definitely think that's going to have to be a priority for them soon.
I think one of the things with tech startups or any kind of startup is obviously when you're looking to employ new staff, you might not be able to pay them as much as you want or whatever. So you need to think about new ways. And other thing is staff need to be highly motivated to keep up the high rate of change and development and so on. So therefore you do need to invest in your staff, and you do need to do things where you can to make them comfortable in the working environment.
Sure.
And I think again that's why you might CTI can feel like a startup culture, even though it's obviously a bit more established, because they clearly do invest in their staff, they clearly do invest in office space. Well, they will be investing in more office space and facilities, which is great, because you know people want to work there clearly, and people want to contribute and want to keep that kind of innovative spirit that you need when you're looking to start up a business from scratch.
Okay, then. Well, we'll leave CTI there. Like I said, there's contact details there. Check them out on the web or on Twitter. Another thing that we're going to be having on Northology, hopefully every episode we'll have or at least every other episode, we're going to have a guest in studio.
That's right.
In studio with us.
In the Melbourne studio.
In the Melbourne studios with us. So they'll be joining in with the news section, and then obviously discussing the company profile and things as well, and also talking about their own business. We've got lined up Martin Bryant. He's going to be on one of the first episodes with
Brilliant.
Us, telling us his view on Manchester and the tech scene in Manchester. And he goes all over. He's a European editor of
the Next Web.
Of the Next Web,
that's right.
So I always get the Next Web and Read Write Web mixed up in my mind. So he's a European editor, and he travels all over Europe to lots of different cities, and it'll be nice to see his perspective about how Manchester compares to Paris and Barcelona and Munich and Berlin and, you know, all the other places he goes to. And also I've got venture capitalist willing to come on.
I think that would be particularly interesting for a number of people listening to the show.
Yeah, he's a venture capitalist who moved back from Amsterdam to the northwest, to Wigan actually, because he thinks Wigan is the best place to live in the world. So he still works for the fund that's based in the Netherlands, but he's based in the northwest in Greater Manchester.
Well, that will certainly be a fascinating perspective, because I don't really think many people instantly connect Wigan with venture capital or startups.
Yeah. And then we've got a few other people, interested people doing their own startups who are willing to come on. But if you want your company to be profiled, or if you're willing to be a guest on the show, or have someone that you think we should have a guest or should interview, please contact us. We're at Northology on Twitter, or you can email me at Nathan. Or what email address am I going to use for this?
Nathan at Northology.
I don't think that's set up yet. So, we'll get that set up by the time we do the episode one. It'll be we'll have Nathan at Northology and Josh at Northology. Yeah, I think that'll do. Anyway, at Northology on Twitter, if you do that, and also follow us on Twitter as well. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking for a section which Josh can do.
A section that I can do.
Yeah. Josh's Word of the Week.
Word of the Week. A bit like Jerry Springer. Thought of the Week.
Thought of the Day.
No, nothing quite as bad.
No.
I mean, maybe I can talk about some of the tools and technologies, or have a really quick segment on tools and technologies that could be very useful for startups and innovative businesses. Things they can use to take to basically make their lives easier.
Sure.
So things like even little bits of project management software or accounting software. Just a really quick profile, something to look into. Almost like a tool of the week or an app of the week,
yeah,
or whatever.
That sounds interesting. Yeah. Okay. So and then at the end of each week, we're going to be at the end of each episode, we're going to have a little what's on section. Which you can either skip over if you listen to this in the future, and also maybe even the position of the week.
Not
a sex position of the week, obviously, like like an advertised position of the week. An interesting job which we might have seen, or one of the companies want to particularly highlight. We might do that. I've not got one of those lined up, but at the moment we've got on Saturday the 14th, we've got the C Foundations at MadLab.
That's part of their series of courses looking to develop digital skills in a local area. Mm. So if you want to learn how to program in C from scratch, that's maybe where you want to go.
And is that part of that Omniversity thing that
that's
you pay
correct.
For?
Kind of low-cost but high-impact courses.
Yeah. And then we've got Blab on Monday the 16th, which is always a good night.
That's
not
right.
Got my ticket.
Have you not? No.
I know they have sold that, but with it being the holidays and things, I didn't know I was going to be able to do that.
Well, the Blab nights are always a great evening. Really creative, really. A lot of people there from the creative and digital industries just to chat to.
Mm-hmm. And on Wednesday the 18th, we've got Founders Club. Now, I've not been on to Founders Club yet.
No, neither have I. But I think it is to do with founding of businesses and a place for people to exchange knowledge and ideas about their experience of founding businesses. But maybe we need to learn more about that and bring in whoever's doing that.
And then looking forward a few weeks, May the 3rd, Northern Digitals in Barcelona.
That's right. Yeah, that should be good.
That should be good. We'll be there at that one. Yes. Oh, to remember, that's a networking event, not just a drinking event. The last time I went, there was a group came up from one of the digital design companies. There was a girl there who just started the business, and she thought it was just a night out, you know, with the guys, with the people from the office. People kept on coming up to her and introducing to her, and she thought she was being chatted up by lots of random blokes from all the, until someone turned to her and said, no, this is a networking event. You know, random guys are meant to come up to you and start chatting to you. And she was like, oh, okay, it's a networking
event. Yeah, that's funny, because I know it's a networking event, but for me, it's a very social event.
Yes, it is a social event. Yeah.
So, I do always meet new people, but
she just thought she was getting hit on continuously all through the night. So, that's about it.
Okay, well, that's been a really interesting half hour. We're looking forward to future shows.
Yeah.
And make it happen more regularly.
So if you are listening to this, please give us your feedback. Obviously, this is just a test episode, so it isn't polished, and it will get better in the future. So send us your feedback. Just drop me an email at nathan@nathanray, from now on. This is a Creative Commons. I need to work out what I'm going to say at the end here. This is a Creative Commons license, something, point, something. So copy it and share it and things, as long as you credit us when you share it. And the music is by... We don't know yet, because we've not chosen the music.
Music is by Stock Library 1.
This has been, just do your thing.
Yeah. This has been Josh from Northology.
You are at Technical Fault.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. So do that. And I'm Nathan Ray. I'm Nathan Ray on Twitter. So this has been a Nathan Ray production. Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you.